Children, obey your parents the way the Lord wants. This is the right thing to do. The command says, honor your father and your mother. This is the first command that has a promise with it.
The promise is, then everything will be well with you, and you will have a long life on the earth. Fathers, do not make your children angry, but raise them with the training and teaching of the Lord.
Thank you, boys. I'm going to ask another young man to come up now. Cyril, will you come and join me, and let me just pray for you. Let me just pray for you before you speak. Father, thank you for Cyril, and thank you that he is young at heart, and thank you for his love for you, and thank you that he is going to share his love for you with us now. Pray you would bless him as he speaks, and pray that we would hear you speaking through him. Amen.
Well, I wasn't here last week, but I expect you were. So what was going on last week? Anybody tell me, what happened last week? Somebody know the answer? It was Mother's Day, that's right. And so the ladies were all given what? Stick of beetroot? No. Pardon? Flowers. That was lovely, wasn't it? Why we weren't here is we'd gone to join our family in Kent. It took us longer to get there than we expected because the trains weren't very good. But there you are. And so this morning I'm talking about families. And I think you've already talked about this a bit. Oh, great. And talking about families. And we'll go on to a family now. This is rather like some of the families in church. I don't think many of us grow pumpkins, though. And now I've got a family at the seaside next. Yeah, that's rather a long time ago. So we'll have one from last year now. The seaside, they look a bit better. And families come in various sizes. I know there are people here this morning from Harry's family who've come from Wolverhampton, Shropshire, Essex, all over the... Pun? Kent. Whereabouts? Pun? Oh, they were along... Oh, yeah. Yeah. We weren't as far down as that. Good. So your family is kind of spread out, don't they? So you have different sizes. There's parents, children and grandchildren. And then you also get even bigger family, the extended family, like that. And did you know that there's a great deal in the Bible about families? And if you start at the beginning of the Bible, the first few chapters, they're all about families. There's the family, Adam and Eve. What's the first thing that happens? They have children. And there's some awful things that happen with some of those families, though. Do you remember Cain and Abel? How one brother killed the other one. And then if you go on a bit, do you remember Joseph, the first Joseph, not the one who looked after Jesus? Do you remember the first Joseph and what happened with him? He had those dreams and all his family were going to bow down to him. And do you remember how they thought, oh, look at his head, how swollen it is, his brothers. And so, do you know, they decided to kill him. It was awful. And there's a lot about families, how not to be a family in the New Bible. And then you come to a book like Proverbs, and it's all about how to live as a family, how to be live as young men, as young women, how to be married, and all that kind of thing. It's all there for us in the Bible. And so there's a lot about families in the Bible. Families are important. Now, let's see what we were talking about this morning. The passage. That's a difficult one, isn't it? Children, do what your parents tell you to. Do you? Who tries to do what their parents tell them? Yeah. You know, there's nothing wrong in reasoning with your parents. If you think what they tell you to do is stupid, well, then you have a go at them about it. But what God wants is that we do what our parents want us to. That just is true. And if we do, then we're much happier, instead of being always rebellious and nasty to our parents. And that's something else there to do. You're to honour your parents. You're to value them. And do you remember how it said it was the first commandment with promise? Do you know about the Ten Commandments, everybody? Yeah, they come in the second book of the Bible. And they tell us how to be really happy in life. How to live in relation to God and the place he has in our lives and hearts. And how to act towards others. You shall not murder, for instance, is one of them. But one of them is all concerned with the family. And it says, it's when families are right, when we honour our parents, that then everything else will go well for you in the future. And the land will grow and families will multiply. So, you're to honour your parents. And then, parents, what are you to do? Don't annoy your children. Can I make a confession? Some years ago, when we used to sit at breakfast, there was one of my sons, and I used to look at him, and he used to irritate me so much. I used to really, you know the mood of murder, don't you? Yeah. But anyway, and then I suddenly realised what was wrong. I saw in him the things I didn't like in me. And that's what happens, isn't it? And so I stopped doing it. And I tried to be loving to him, despite some of the things he got up to. So don't annoy your children. Don't exasperate them. Some parents expect too much of their children, don't they? You know, they think that their children are going to be the person who discovers the cure for cancer or something. And they put all their hopes on that. And really, it's not right for them. I was talking to somebody the other day, and she said, everybody's trying to get my son to university. I think he'd be much better in an apprenticeship, because that's him. And I think we've got to treat our children in the way that's right for them. Don't annoy your children. And then bring children up in the training and teaching of the Lord. All right. And here's the textbook. Can I just show it you? What do you think of my Bible? What do you think of my Bible?
Well read.
Oh, that's very kind. Yeah. What do you think of my Bible? It's a good one, look, it's the New International Version. That's a good one to use. What do you think about it, Megan? It's scruffy. It's scruffy. Yeah, it's scruffy. Now, I hope that your Bible is scruffy. Because a scruffy Bible, as you said, is a well-used one. And some people, they have a Bible, you know, they say, come and see my father's Bible, it's 50 years old. And there it is, it's in a glass cabinet. And it's never been used at all. And it's awful. Because a Bible is there to be used. And I think we all need to be using our Bibles. Now, there are two helps in this that we've got. We've already heard about the parenting course. Is it true that the parenting course stops at the age 10? Or does it go beyond it? Yeah, that's not good enough. Good. So we're working on one. Because most of us, I think, with children, the problems come after 10. They come at 12, they come at 13, they come at 19, they come at 30, they come at 40, they come at 50. So I think that's good. I'm really pleased about that. So take advantage of the parenting course. It sounds as though it's extremely good. And the other thing is, we have a whole series of different organisations on a Sunday morning for children, for them to teach and learn at their level. Because it's quite difficult for us as parents, isn't it? And friends, to quite communicate. So we've got, you know, they go out for part of the service normally. Not this week, of course. Well, now, I want to just move on. Is that the book that Harry was given this morning? Do you know, it's very good. It's very good. It's... Oh, no, you've got the next one up, I think. Yeah, well, you're a bit too old for this one. But anyway, I took a photograph of this one. They're extremely good, these Bibles, because they've got pictures, and they're really bright, and they're really lovely. And, you know, I think it's a good idea to read with our children, at night, to read some of these Bible stories. Sometimes we go and see our youngest grandson, and he sometimes says to me, Papa, I don't like being called granddad, so it's Papa. So he says, Papa, you're coming tonight. He says, first of all, we've got to have a made-up story. You make one up. So I have to work ever so hard thinking. Then he says, get my Bible. And it's a 365 Bible stories. It's really good, actually, very much like that one. And he says, I want the story about the man who was let through the roof and Jesus healed him. Or he'll say, I want the story about Jesus feeding the 5,000. And he knows most of them already, but he wants them read again. And you know, this is a really good way, when our children are small, of kind of helping them and carrying out the instruction that we had to bring children up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Okay, I want to move on now. I'm afraid that my drama director is unwell. So what's going to happen is you've got to be my drama group this morning. All right? Good. All right. Now, I want you to go back 2,000 years ago, before the days of computers, mobile phones, before the days of cars even. Go right back 2,000 years ago, and we're going back to the land in the Middle East called Israel today. All right? And we're going to go to Jerusalem and Bethany. All right. Now, your job, first of all, is to be really excited. All right? I want you to be excited. Hooray! Hooray! Praise God. Yeah. Now, why are we excited? Have you got an idea? I think the idea is that there's somebody special among us. It's Jesus. That Jesus is with us. And why should we be excited? Hey, Lazarus Young back there. Why are you excited? No. Richard. I said your name's Lazarus. There's another reason. Well, you were raised, weren't you, from the dead after 3 days. Oh, that one. So, I thought the teacher would know the answer. Yeah, sorry, man. Okay. And why else might you be excited that Jesus is here with us? You might say, he's healed my son. You might say that he's taught us. And we've just enjoyed it so much. All right, now I want a fuss at the back, please. Would you please start making a fuss? Make a bit of noise. Okay. Oh, what's going on? Oh, I know. I know what it is. There, just up there, there's the mother and brothers of Jesus. And you're saying, come on. Let them come and see Jesus. And do you know what Jesus says? Jesus says, as he looks around, who belongs to my family? And he says, everyone, those who do what I say, my people. In other words, The family of Jesus, if we can go on, please. It's all right, we're just coming. Oh, thanks. There's the family of Jesus. There's only four there. But you know, there's something very wonderful about belonging to God's family. Do you know I enjoy coming to church? I didn't always enjoy it when I was a vicar, because... But I enjoy it now because I come here and I meet friends, and I know if I'm feeling down, I always go away feeling encouraged. And I watch the children taking part this morning. That really thrills you, doesn't it? And there's something very wonderful about belonging to the family of God. And so as we think of families, there's this other part, the family of Jesus. And it's important that we make a lot of our own families, but also of our spiritual family. We aimed to get to church last Sunday morning. We got there for the last 10 minutes, I'm afraid, down there in Kent. But at least we were there. And I don't know, there's something very exciting being with the Christian family, wherever we are. So I would say, if you're not a regular at church, now is a good time to think about it. Because you need to belong to that family for what you can give and for what you can gain. So, let's celebrate families today. Amen.